Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to really start turning your business into a legacy that you could look back on one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes to Irene Gutman and Tom Oss's podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Here's our hosts now.
Good morning, Tom. Hey, everybody.
Good morning, Irene. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Okay. Is it doing well or doing good or I'm well? I am always confused about the vernacular. I mean, I think that the general consensus out here in doing well, I guess that's the correct English, right?
I usually say I'm doing good. And you know what? No one listens. Say I'm doing good. Let's put the focus back on you. When you say, yeah, I'm doing good. You know, like more like, okay, I'm good enough. So let's talk about you. You know, that's
right. Yeah. I've always been a little hesitant to, like, I've spoken with some people and they'll say, I go like, hey, how are you? And they go, I'm well. I'm like, I'm well, what? Well, what's going on?
It depends who you're speaking to if they really want to know.
It's so frustrating. You know, and thank you to technology that has standardized a lot of the communications for better or for worse. You know, you know who your enemies are much better.
You're so funny.
Yeah, it is what it is. But how are you doing today, for real?
I'm good. No.
You know what? I agree. You are good.
No, actually, I am doing well and lots of good things are happening, but I'm a little overwhelmed. And when I know that when I get a lot going on, I almost feel like I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good stuff.
Right.
I just have to stay the course. And then I can check some of the big things off my list, but they're exciting things. So I can check them off and celebrate each one. And I tell my clients to do that too.
Absolutely. And I have it in my calendar every Monday morning. It says, I'm excited, I'm scared, I'm super pumped. You know, so you should be too. There's actually some really good, there's some good music that'll help you to get into that particular mindset early in the morning on a Monday, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I'm open.
Yeah. I'll send it to you.
Yeah. So I'm intrigued by our topic today.
And, yes.
I was going to wait till I brought it up, so I'm kind of glad that you brought it up. So why don't you introduce it, and we'll jump right in.
I am pleased to announce Irene's new topic. Irene, go ahead.
Wait, aren't we talking about raising prices?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the podcast this morning. We don't have to stay on that topic. If you want to, I'd be more than – that's the 18th element of your 18-point profit acceleration session. And, you know, so it's an important –
Yeah, no, I want to jump into this because I'm working with some clients on this who are doing really good work but weren't getting paid enough.
Right.
And, so, you know, you look at the numbers, and when we looked at the numbers, like, wow, you're serving people so well. You're making such an impact, but you're not getting paid enough. And, when we started really analyzing the prices, it just started coming out. There were layers of awareness that were coming out. And, you know, before you raise your prices, you got to sell yourself before you can sell anybody else. So part of the process is really having the conversations. And when an entrepreneur realizes that they really are worth more money, then they can raise their prices with confidence. And it all works, because if you're confident that you're giving value behind your prices, your prospective clients will pick up on that. And the ones who are just looking for the cheapest thing are not the best clients. They tend to drain your energy and take up too much of your time. But let me just go through some math first.
Sure.
So let's say you have a 25% net profit margin on your business. So for every $1,000 of business you do, your profit is $250. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you want to make more income, you do another $1,000 per month and you make another $250 per month. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you raise your prices and you make $1,000 more per month, you get your net profit is $1,000 per month.
Yep, $12,000 a year, and you add that to your net.
Exactly. If you cut costs, 100% of that is profit. So when you put it in that respect, so instead of killing yourself trying to do $1,000 more worth of services at 25%, if you raise your prices, you get to keep all that money, and it saves you a ton of time, because like you said in the previous podcast, even if you have some attrition, this is important, run your numbers. So run the amount of clients you have right now, and just say, if I lost 10%, 15%, even if you're scared, say 25%, but you won't lose that.
Right.
And I make a moderate price increase, right? So nothing too crazy, right?
Yes, exactly. Say, there's a threshold there, you know?
Right. So how much money you'll make if you raise your prices minus how much money you'll lose if you lose a certain number of clients. Chances are it still pays to raise your prices.
Yeah.
And the ones you lose are the tire kickers who are sucking up too much of your time. So, and I know it's easy to say, and I've struggled with this myself, you know, because if anyone goes, you know, I tend, my knee-jerk reaction is to lower their price. But honestly, it doesn't serve people, because people devalue what they're not paying for. And they don't, like, you know, those coaching clients, the ones who don't show up or don't do their homework or don't, you know, if they don't really value it, they're not going to get much out of it. So it's a whole psychology to money. And this is a really important one. And so sometimes if you think you're worth more money, but you think no one's going to pay it, let's really look at that.
And that's an important component there. And you mentioned a few things. One clarification I should make, I said that's your net. That's actually the gross profit that you get from the increased revenue that I mentioned about 4 minutes ago. It's actually your gross. So the thing that you have to provision for is the time element. If you're a service-based business, the time element it takes in order to handle each individual client.
Right.
Here's the great news. And like Irene mentioned, some of the clientele will be leaving the building, and that's okay. And here's a metric, and I'll just share it with you, Irene, personally, and you know, for your thousands of people that are listening here on Radio Land. So basically, we are raising our hosting prices by 20% effective July 1st. I'm actually putting something out there this week, video and email, you know, a carrier pigeon if necessary, to all of our local hosted clients. We have 175 of them on 3 Amazon web servers. We're going to have to raise our prices by approximately 20% on a $39.95 per month hosting and maintenance plan. That suddenly jumps to $49.95.
Okay.
Now, the rationale that we have is that we'll have some more bandwidth to be able to take care of the clients, especially because 8 to 11% of them will likely move to another service. And that's okay. We're provisioning for that, and we want people to not have to spend too much. But the way that we see it is the ones that, you know, really need time, care, and attention, we want to be able to have that extra amount of time to be able to service them. And that's just like, for instance, surge pricing. Uber, they are famous for this. Whenever there's a large amount of demand in a particular area, the prices have to raise in order for the staff, the employees,
right,
the contractors, everybody to handle those requests. And I'm really glad, Irene, that this is the 18th point of 18 in the profit acceleration treatment that you do.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It depends on the order. Sometimes when I start with someone and I start looking at their numbers with them, when we realize that they've really been undercharging, we start on it right away. But honestly, sometimes people need some time to actually raise their prices. I am always thrilled when they do raise their prices and they knew they were undercharging. And sometimes it takes 2 or 3 steps. They'll raise a little bit, and all of a sudden they get to the right spot. Because people expect you to charge a certain price if you're good. You know, so they're not, it works. It just works. It's very frightening, but it works. And you don't do it all. You don't have to do it all at once. Don't do anything ridiculous. And see, can you afford to raise your price if you lose a certain amount of clients? So you still end up with more money. And if you do, that's a good indicator. The other thing is when you get, like Uber does, when you get certain busy to the point where, you know, you feel like there's not enough for you to go around, that's a good time to raise your prices.
Yes, exactly. Again, demand.
High. And again, if you lose some people, that's okay. So it's, you know, it's one of the hardest things, I think, for people to look at, and one of the most exciting things when you see a professional or can help a professional get paid the right amount of money for their hard work. You know, it's really great. And it's again, there's a lot of psychology to it. And I started as a social worker, you know, so I get the psychology.
Yep.
Catholic, I'm a social worker. Please, we're not good with money, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, you know, sometimes and those of us that come to the table with heart and dedication and desire, but hey, we're all flawed individuals. And, you know, I'll relate myself, like, you know, raising the pricing. If you, and I'm going to specifically speak to the people that, you know, that are afraid to raise prices, but also are concerned about, you know, if they're going to do as well, you know, because everybody, you know, serial entrepreneurs like their companies to grow. And I'm sure you do too. So I have a very specific message for those of you related to myself who are worried about raising your prices. We waited until the threat of nuclear war to raise our prices. So I think it's okay now.
Connect the dots for people on that one, Tom.
Connect the dots. No, well, all right, look. You really needed me to connect the dots on this? I mean...
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right. No, I'll explain it out like I do try to explain all my jokes. So I don't know if anybody noticed, but there's this bad guy overseas named Vladimir Putin. Okay. Even the name makes it sound like he's from Romania and he's a vampire sucking, but whatever. You know, he and his administration, and nothing against the people, right?
Hold on. Okay. All right. Forget it. Okay. I get what you're talking about now. Okay.
No. I'm going to finish this. My point is this, is that that's a cascade effect. And remember, I specifically said the threats of. I'm not saying the actual, but the threats of, as well as the conflicts in Ukraine, shipping, and from business, you know, there's a cascade effect. Businesses do have to adjust in order to, and there was a worldwide demand for more shipping in this time of crisis, which created a cascade effect amongst many, many, many other businesses, organizations, entities across the globe. Okay. So, yeah, we waited until an international crisis. And look, guys, again, those of you with heart, we are at the very bottom of the food chain. Let's be realistic here, all right? You know, if you have a local retail shop, a pizza organization, someone that creates T-shirts, someone that does a good cause for the community as a charity, we're still on the bottom of the totem pole. We can grow, okay? But looking at the things that happen internationally, nationally, local, governmentally, all right, we adjust accordingly because we are businesses that help our end consumer. That is what we got into this for, all right? So if you have to listen to Irene, don't worry about raising your prices a little bit, all right? Just don't go gas station-y and drop it over like $6 a gallon because the market can't withstand that, nor can the consumer, nor can you. So that's my explanation.
There's a way to do it, though. You can test a price change. You can do the math formula, okay? Come up with a price increase, test it. Do the math if you lose a certain number of clients. Figure out if you're going to end up with more profit and the profit you'll be happy with, okay, before you implement something. And you can test it for a little while and see what happens. Honestly, most of it's in your head. It's probably going to be just fine. And the people balk, you say prices of everything have gone up. That's the truth.
Mark Twain once said that all the things that I'm paraphrasing, of course, all the things that I worried about continuously over my life, they never came to pass. Mm-hmm. All right. Because we do worry about these things. But this is different. This is the market shifting in order to be able to accommodate its valued clientele for the long haul. And if you want to learn more about how you can do this incrementally, check out Irene Gutman's Profits Acceleration Session. I promise you she's a lot calmer than I am. And she'll be able to methodically go through things. And if you guys got to talk junk about me behind the scenes, that's okay too. As long as you can get your business working right, not just for now, not just for 2023, but for the next 5 years.
So let me just say real quick, thank you, Tom. It's about an hour and 15 minute session. We analyze certain parts of your business. We put some information into a software. You actually get to see how much more money you can make. And it's very motivating and exciting. And the reason I don't charge for it is because I'd rather teach than sell. And, you know, when I give this to people, they just light up. And then they can implement it on their own. And if anybody wants help, then they ask me about my prices. So either way, it's a win-win. And it's, I really feel like I'm serving people well. It's a really interesting conversation.
Yeah. As always, begin with the end in mind, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, so it's fun. It's fun. I can serve people and it works.
And at the 15-minute mark, let's end this podcast. Irene, thanks for being here. And I'll be talking with you in a few minutes about the book review. We both were in Guerrilla Marketing for Writers this week, and I'm looking forward to that very much.
Okay, sounds good. I'll wait for your call. Okay, bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.